Good morning. What is up, America? And greetings from Boulder, Denver, Colorado. Welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado, registered pharmacist number 12275. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health, to your well-being, to your vitality, and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side to help clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 27 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension, from obesity and skin diseases, acne, psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of the modern medical model can only be called a miracle, but what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is a healing system, a regenerating system. It is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while some folks may call that a miracle, I don't call it a miracle at all. I just call it the way the body works. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to get off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, let us help you. Our number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. If you have questions about the longevity products, about ingredients, formulations, if you want to contribute to the conversation, or if you have a success story, 855-660-4261 is our Bright Side number. If you want to purchase any of the longevity products that you hear us talk about on The Bright Side, or you hear advertised on The Bright Side, you can head over to brightsideben.com. Take a look at our shopping cart, or you can click on the Join the Team link and start yourself a longevity business for a one-time $10 fee. You can enjoy all the tax benefits associated with having your own business. You can write off your home office. You can write off your gasoline expenses if you're driving to meetings. You can even write off some of your product costs if you're giving away samples. And it's all for a one-time $10 fee. Of course, you can make some money, and you can get your products at the wholesale price to boot. You can also call the Brightside Ben phone team at 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. Check out my blog, pharmacistben.com. Got a new post up on asthma and respiratory illness, the asthma epidemic, as it's so called, the mysterious rise in asthma that the mainstream media is so fond of talking about. If you have asthma or respiratory health issues, check out my post. It should be up later today. PharmacistBen.com. We have news stories up there, and we try to update it pretty regularly. So PharmacistBen.com, that's my blog. Or you can head over to BrightsideBen.com and check out all the information there, especially on the longevity products. Okay, so we are talking about vitamin K for bone building. We haven't really talked about vitamin K for bone building yet. That's because there's so much darn stuff to talk about with vitamin K. The last we were talking about vitamin K, we were talking about newborns and vitamin K. And we will be getting at some of the electrical properties. I actually think the electrical nature of vitamin K is the coolest thing about it. I love this idea of bioelectricity, that the human body is an electrical system. You know, every cell in your body, you got 100 trillion cells, that alone should just make us slack-jawed in amazement. 100 trillion little entity cells. Do you know a cell has an electrical field that has the same kind of voltage relative to its size as a bolt of lightning? That's almost a billion volts of electrical energy in a cell, and you got 100 trillion cells. This is craziness, folks. And vitamin K is one of the major ways that the body transports and carries and delivers electrical energy. We'll be talking about that here probably next week sometime. Vitamin E the same way, coenzyme Q10 the same way. Anyway, the last thing we said on about vitamin K in newborns, we were talking about how newborns have an immature gut, immature digestive tract. They're undeveloped. Bacteria haven't had a chance to take root and set up shop. Vitamin K deficiency symptoms are possibilities, especially something called HDN, which is a bleeding disorder. HDN stands for hemorrhagic disease of the newborn. It occurs in up to 1.7% of newborn babies who are not given vitamin K. That's according according to the journal Pediatrics. HDN has been known about for 100-plus years, although we just discovered or we just found out or understood how the whole clotting cascade, the whole clotting chemistry system works in the body, maybe 1920s, 1930s, 1940s. We didn't even know about vitamins until the 1920s, basically. We didn't know about vitamin K until 1940. The structure wasn't elucidated. So this is, vitamin K is kind of a recent vitamin. As we said before, this accounts for a lot of the misunderstandings and non-understandings about this important vitamin. Okay, anyway. There's three types of HDN, three types of hemorrhagic disease of the newborn. Hemorrhagic disease of the newborn shows up in various, has bleeding in various parts of the body, the nose, the mucous membranes, digestive tract, and the brain. This is where it really causes big problems. The first type of HDN, hemorrhagic disease of the newborn, is called early onset. It occurs within the first 24 hours of birth, and it will typically only occur in babies who come from moms who have been using drugs, prescription drugs, anticonvulsants, antibiotics, blood thinners. These are the main culprits in early onset HDN. If mom is on a prescription drug, especially Tegretol or valproic acid or Dilantin or warfarin or antibiotics, and keep in mind, we're all getting antibiotics through our water and through our food, so in a way, all moms are using antibiotics, but if mom is especially taking prescription drugs, the likelihood of early onset HDN is increased. Most of the cases of early onset hemorrhagic disease of the newborn occur in babies whose moms were on drugs. Basically, you're dealing with a toxic, drugged out baby. And preventative vitamin K shots do not really have an effect on HDN, on early onset HDN. Unfortunately, this kind of hemorrhagic disease occurs very rarely. The second type of HDN is more common. It's called classic onset HDN, classic onset hemorrhagic disease of the newborn. And this is where preventative vitamin K, they call it prophylactic vitamin K shots, or prophylactic vitamin K orally, which I prefer, have been shown to be effective. Babies who are breastfed, by the way, are more likely to get classic onset HDN because of unhealthy moms, once again. Unhealthy moms tend to have lower levels of vitamin K. Lower levels of vitamin K in the mom mean lower levels of vitamin K in the breast milk. Hence, breastfed babies are the ones who will typically get this classic onset HDN. And this is where preventative vitamin K can be helpful. And the same is true about the third type of HDN, which is called late onset HDN. It occurs in babies who are sick, babies who have malabsorption issues, babies who have liver health issues, or if mom is sick, and again, if mom is on blood-thinning drugs or any kind of antibiotics or drugs that affect vitamin K. If you're getting the idea here that HDN, hemorrhagic disease of the newborn, is more about sick babies and sick moms than it is about vitamin K deficiency, you might have a point. It's basically the same thing that happens with adults. Instead of dealing with sickness, instead of dealing with the underlying health condition, we deal with symptoms. This is what we talk about every day on The Bright Side, pretty much. This is what I talk about in my presentations. This is what I've built my healthcare career around. The idea, the flawed idea of modern medicine that the symptom is the problem. Folks, the symptom is not the problem. The symptom is the sign of the problem. This is a very subtle but important distinction. When we treat the symptom, we don't correct the problem. If you got a sick baby or a mom who's toxic and you give them vitamin K shots, you might correct the bleeding issues, but you still got a sick baby and you still got a sick mom. For all the talk about vitamin K, pediatricians dispensing vitamin K to newborn babies routinely, the fact of the matter is, for the most part, the only babies that get hemorrhagic disease of the newborn or suffer from these bleeding issues are babies who are somewhat compromised, who have some kind of compromise. Otherwise, healthy babies do not typically get HDN. And this is what we should be addressing, not just routinely giving drugs to eliminate symptoms. We want to address the milieu, the environment, the biochemical environment of the body of the baby and of the mom. And by the way, the fact remains that for any individual specific baby, HDN can occur whether you get vitamin K shots or not. Statistically, vitamin K shots may reduce the incidence of HDN, but for any individual baby, for any specific baby, and your baby's not a statistic, he's an individual, you can still get, your baby can still have HDN even if he gets a vitamin K shot. Hang tight, I'll tell you what I mean when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben, you're listening to The Bright Side.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy, mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLouHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. Med Kits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th. A weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Back on the bright side, got a couple lines open for you. I try to get on board early and we'll get to as many calls as we can in our next segment. 855-660-4261 is our number. If you have a success story or want to contribute to the conversation or questions about the longevity products or any health challenges that you or your loved ones are dealing with, 855-660-4261 is our bright side phone number. Check out my blog, pharmacistben.com. Got a new post up, hopefully it'll be up sometime today, on asthma and respiratory health. And, of course, if you want to join the Brightside Ben team, you can click on the Join the Team link on the upper left-hand corner of the page at brightsideben.com or call the Brightside Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. Okay, so routinely babies are given vitamin K shots as soon as they're born. Big problems, or at least potential problems with this. Anyway, controversy. Do you really want to give your baby a shot as soon as he comes out of the womb? That's one thing. Secondly, just because a baby has a vitamin K shot doesn't necessarily mean that he's going to be able to avoid hemorrhagic disease of the newborn. Even though statistically now, the vitamin K shot has been shown to be effective, a baby can still suffer from bleeding disorders, even with a vitamin K shot. In one study that was done in New York State, 65% of HDN occurred in babies who were not given the vitamin K shot, which means that 35% of babies who got HDN did get the vitamin K shot. It's one out of three. One out of three HDN babies had been prophylactically preventatively treated, which means there's a lot more going on to HDN than mere vitamin K deficiency. The idea of using vitamin K may be preventative theoretically and statistically, but it's still using drugs. It's still allopathic nutrition. Vitamin K is not technically a drug, but it's still the drug mentality. For sure, it can be said that vitamin K offers protection against bleeding. But given the fact that you're sticking your baby with an intramuscular shot or a subcutaneous shot as soon as he enters in the world, I don't know if that's such a great idea. And not all countries routinely use the vitamin K injection as a preventative treatment for the newborn. And it's not like there's an HDN epidemic in these countries. Japan, Germany, the UK, these are still parts of the world where newborns can enjoy an injection-free entree into reality, into the world. In Japan, by the way, where they don't use the preventative HDN shot or the preventative vitamin K shot, they got 10 times less hemorrhagic disease of the newborn than they do in countries that do use the prophylactic preventative vitamin K shot. That's without any preventative injections. And by the way, in Japan, they eat a lot of fermented foods. That might have something to do with it, too. That might have fermented foods are a source of vitamin K. Most HDN worldwide occurs in third world countries where malnutrition is a big problem, obviously. And one has to consider at least the possibility that HDN is not a vitamin K deficiency as much as it is an overall malnourishment, sick baby, sick mom health issue. Now, while it might seem to the uninitiated that vitamin K injections, what's the big deal? It's just vitamin K injections. You know, these are injections, folks, and we always have to wonder what's in injections. Injections of vitamin K are not, they're not derived from vitamin K that just comes right out of, say, broccoli or something, or right from bacteria in some gut. The vitamin K injection that babies are getting is drug vitamin K. It's not the kind of vitamin K that you get from food. It's not the kind of vitamin K that you get from bacteria in the gut. It's a synthetic pharmaceutical version of vitamin K. It's vitamin K1, which might be the vitamin K that's important for clotting and for blood, for affecting the circulatory system, but it's not the good stuff, the real stuff, the powerful stuff. And by the way, it's a pharmaceutical. It's synthetic. It's artificial. It's petrochemical derived. And it's in a polysorbate base that gets injected right into your baby. And baby doesn't just get a little tiny bit of this stuff. He gets a whopping, whopping dose, thousands of times the RDA. And we're talking about a drug here. We're basically giving our baby a drug. Now remember, vitamin K is fat soluble too, so our sweet little innocent newborn is now going to have an overloaded liver. And he already has an immature detox system, an immature digestive system. Do you think this is a good way for a baby to begin his life? And then there's the preservatives and the excipients that are in the injection. If you look at the package insert, you see glycolic acid, lecithin, sodium hydroxide, hydrochloric acid. Remember, this stuff is going right into your newborn. And then there's the polysorbate base. In my opinion, the best way to assure that your infant has enough vitamin K is the same way as assuring that you have enough vitamin K, and that is to make sure that the mom is getting enough vitamin K, that you're supporting the entire system of the body. Make sure mom is healthy. Make sure mom's digestive system is working correctly. Make sure mom is not on antibiotics. Make sure mom's not eating a lot of antibiotic-rich foods. Make sure mom is not on prescription drugs if she doesn't have to be. And you can always give a baby an oral dose of vitamin K. You don't have to give a baby an injection. Why don't they give babies oral doses of vitamin K? Oh, well, we can control the dose better. No. Vitamin K is essentially non-toxic. Give a higher oral dose of vitamin K if you want to assure that the baby is getting enough. Long story short, folks, just because the doctor says no big deal, it doesn't necessarily mean you want to inject your baby with this stuff. If you're really serious about vitamin K, moms, supplement with vitamin K. Moms, eat vitamin K-rich foods. Moms, take care of your digestive system. Moms, make sure that you're not using prescription drugs. That's my opinion on vitamin K. And really, keep in mind, you don't want to be injecting a newborn baby if you don't have to. There's a lot of studies, by the way, that talk about the emotional and psychological trauma that's associated with babies getting these injections. There's a, where did I read this here? There was a study done in 2004. I don't know where I put these darn studies here. Where did I put this? This is from a 2008 study that was done on injections in babies. Quote, healthy newborns routinely experience pain during blood sampling for metabolic screening, injection of vitamin K, or the hepatitis vaccine, or circumcision. That's a whole nother story right there. Acute pain caused by skin-breaking procedures can lead to physiologic instability and behavioral distress. It has downstream effects on subsequent pain processing, development, and stress responsivity. Because of these detrimental effects, reduction and prevention of pain are worthy clinical goals that should be expected, that are also expected by most parents. I'm not sure what that means. Bottom line is, don't give your baby an injection if you don't have to. That's all I'm going to say about that. All right, so vitamin K is a clotting vitamin, a circulatory vitamin. It helps clot the blood. It's a major player in the blood clotting process, which may be, no, I would actually say it is, the most complicated series of biochemical reactions in the body. There's like 80 different things that have to happen correctly for blood to clot. And for good reason, folks, the blood is a tissue, and it can get inflamed. And it does get inflamed. Clotting blood is inflamed blood. Clotting blood is arthritis of the blood. Clotting blood is an inflammatory disease of the blood. Inflammation of the blood means sticky, prone to clot blood. And a lot of Americans are dealing with this. We said this before. Among the best-selling drugs in America, responsible for billions of dollars a year. And drug companies' favorite new class of drugs are the blood clotting drugs, because everybody's got blood clotting problems, because everybody's got inflammatory problems, because everybody's got immune system problems, because everybody is putting crap into their bodies, including me, just because we're alive in 21st century America. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We've got lots more to talk about and take your phone calls as well. Next segment, 855-660-4261. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
And you thought the most painful question from your child was this.
Are we there yet?
Questions on family trips are nothing compared to questions from real family emergencies caused by weather, natural disasters, or terrorism.
I'm super hungry. What are we going to eat?
Daddy, I'm scared. Why don't we have enough food?
Daddy should have been better prepared.
September is National Preparedness Month. Now you can be prepared. Now you should. Now you have awareness. And now you have your solution. Go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy will get you ready with the Family First Responders Kit. It's your emergency solution with delicious freeze-dried food, safe water, and even fire starting. Call 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. Protect your family now with emergency preparedness and say,
we're there!
freezedryguy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Back on the bright side, I am your host, Pharmacist Ben. We're here Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, 24/7 on our archive page at brightsideben.com. You can click on the Join the Team link if you want to start a longevity business, make some money selling longevity products, or help spread the word about the importance and power of a good nutritional supplement program. You can also check out my blog, PharmacistBen.com. Got a new post coming up today. We update it regularly, PharmacistBen.com. And our number today is 855-660-4261. We do have a couple lines open for you. On our next program, we'll continue talking about vitamin K, and we'll talk about the electrical nature of vitamin K, and we'll talk about some of the benefits associated with vitamin K and vitamin K supplementation that you never hear people talking about, and one of them involves cancer. We'll do that on our next Bright Side episode. Time to hit our phones, 855-660-4261. Welcome to the Bright Side. Shelton, what's going on, buddy?
Hello, Pharmacist Ben.
Hey, Shelton.
Hello?
What's up, my man? How you doing?
Oh, I'm all right. I have a question about high blood pressure.
Okay.
It's referring to my mother. She stopped taking her medication because it was making her sicker.
I'm not surprised.
And
what was she on? Do you know the name of the medication by any chance?
Oh my goodness, it's lisinopril.
Okay.
Amlodipine.
Okay. They really loaded her down with another one?
Yes. I think metoprolol.
Okay. Hey, man. How high was her blood pressure?
It was like 200 over 100 and something. And it's still, she had stopped taking the medicine.
Okay. Do you want me to help you with that?
Yes, sir.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about high blood pressure, first of all, and then we'll help you with... First of all, the medications that your mom was put on are among the most disgusting, awful, toxic poisons a human being can take, especially that Norvasc and the metoprolol. I got to take a deep breath here, because that just ticks me off. When the medical model, the medical professionals, doctors who are sworn to do no harm, can poison humanity with these awful, hideous, toxic, deadly drugs, and make no mistake about it, they are, as your mom experienced. And that's why she went off of them. Let's talk here a bit about hypertension, which affects so many people, 80 million plus Americans. Here's the most important thing to understand about the blood pressure, or about high blood pressure. Okay? You ready for this, Shelton? This is the most important thing to understand. High blood pressure is a manifestation, a sign that the body is in great distress. Why would it be that the body would clamp down on the vasculature, on the circulatory system, to squirt blood at a higher pressure? Now, first of all, that's what's happening. Picture a garden hose, Shelton. So you have a garden hose, water's coming out of the hose, right? What happens if you squeeze down on the hose? What's going to happen to the water? Is it going to come out faster or is it going to come out slower if you squeeze on the hose? Shelton?
Slower.
If you squeeze on the hose, what's going to happen to the pressure of the water? Is it going to come out slower or faster? Picture the hose. It's going to come out with greater pressure. You squeeze on the hose, unless you clamp it entirely, the water's going to come out with more force. That's what high blood pressure is. It's an attempt for the body to push more pressure, to get higher pressure out. And that's what happens when you squeeze down on the hose. You get a higher pressure. You say, why does the body want more pressure, more blood pressure, more blood going to tissues? Because it thinks it's trying to help you run from a tiger. High blood pressure is a sign that the body thinks it's about to be eaten by a lion or a tiger or a wild animal. It's a sign of an emergency. That's what high blood pressure is. People out there, listen to me. If you have hypertension, your body thinks it's about to be eaten by a lion. It thinks an emergency is happening. So what do you do? Well, you say, what's causing this emergency situation? Now, when you'll find it, there's several things. Number one, and most important probably, it's emotional and mental emergency, spiritual emergency. Now, we don't talk about this anywhere nearly enough on the bright side, but it's so important to recognize that health and healing, or the lack thereof, are primarily spiritual, mental, and emotional issues, and they're only physical at the last stage. There's tons you could do physically, but it's important to recognize the spiritual, mental, and emotional components of health and wellness are primal. They're the first thing to focus on. I'm not going to go into that except for to tell you that that's super duper important. From a physical standpoint, what activates the stress response is a combination of things. Number one, toxicity in the body. Number two, lack of oxygen or a buildup of carbon dioxide. And number three, nutrition. Nutrition, 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 nutrition. Now, when you have a lack of nutrition, or when you have problems with oxygen, or you have problems with carbon dioxide building up, or you have problems with toxicity, the body thinks it's in an emergency mode. This can be complicated by blood sugar changes and by the hormone cortisol, which is part of the stress response. So you got five things to do to naturally lower your blood pressure. Naturally, with no toxicity, without having to line up at the pharmacy, without having to go to the doctor and spill your guts and spread your cheeks and do all the humiliating, stupid things that we do when we go to the doctor's office. Number one, Shelton, If you want your mom to instantly lower her blood pressure, have her do some deep breathing. It is the fastest way to instantaneously lower your blood pressure. Now, she's going to have to do it on a regular basis, but just have her do it once, just so she can see how her blood pressure drops right in front of her eyes. Have her take a blood pressure cuff, take her blood pressure, it'll probably be high, then have her practicing deep breathing techniques. And if you have an iPhone or a smartphone, you can get an app called BioBreathing or MyCalmBeat. If you don't, go to YouTube and just look up deep diaphragmatic breathing and watch how it's done, because it's very important that you do it correctly. You want to breathe in, have your mom breathe in slowly through the nose, and as she's breathing in, the belly goes out and her lungs just fill up with oxygen. Then, as she's doing her exhale, she pushes her belly in, forces the air out through the nose again, slowly. And you want to shoot for maybe 10 seconds of an inhale and then 12 seconds of an exhale, somewhere around there, although it's going to be difficult to do it. At first, she's only going to be able to do a few seconds, but shoot for 10 seconds in, 12 seconds out. The out or the exhale is more important than the inhale for the relaxation response. So that's first of all, oxygen, breathing, blowing off carbon dioxide. Secondly, if there's any toxicity that's getting in through food, that's going to jack up the blood pressure. That means problem foods, refined foods, fried foods, carbohydrates from cereals and breads and boxes and Applebee's and crappy restaurants, all of it. Okay? Even any food, really.
Okay.
You're laughing. Does that sound familiar? All right, that's what she's subsisting on. And her boneheaded doctor, instead of telling her what I just said, I'm some guy on the radio. This is what your doctor should be telling her. Instead of just saying, oh, here's a prescription for low pressor, here's a prescription for Norvasc or whatever toxic antihypertensive she was on. Okay. So secondly, eliminate the toxicity that's coming in through the diet. The less she eats, the lower her blood pressure will be. She's probably overweight, too. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. So that she'll lose weight on top of all that, and she'll lower her blood cholesterol and blood fat. So change the way she eats, make sure she's practicing deep breathing, and then there are some stupendously important nutritional supplements for lowering blood pressure. And I'm going to go through these kind of fast, okay? Magnesium, probably the most important supplement of all, arguably. There's a couple that are all other ones that are important too, but magnesium is one of the most important supplements of all for lowering blood pressure. 1,000 to 2,000 milligrams a day. Get on the magnesium glycinate form, G-L-Y-C-I-N-A-T-E. Hang tight, Shelton. This is a very important question, and I want to give you a nice, complete answer. So hang tight. We'll be back. We'll be back with more information after this. You are listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Justin Case Pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Welcome back to the Bright Side, Shelton in Florida. I'm going to go a little quickly here because I got a bunch of folks on the line here. Shelton, you there, man? You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, so. Treat high blood pressure as a manifestation of the stress response, oxygenation, blowing off carbon dioxide, most important step. Eliminating toxic food and eating less calories, second most important step. If she has a problem weaning herself off of her favorite fried foods and refined foods, more protein and more fat, good fat, essential fatty acids from the Ultimate EFAs from Longevity and from coconut oil, butter, good fat, and protein, as well as Celtic sea salt, are the best ways to wean yourself away from bad foods. You'll notice most of the foods that we eat that are crappy are usually fried. That's oil. Sweet. That's the way the body replaces protein. And salty. So you can get yourself away from sweet, bready, refined carbohydrate, salt-rich, sodium chloride-rich, and fried foods by eating more good oil, more protein, and more and good oil means essential fatty acids and Celtic sea salt. And then the supplements, magnesium superstar, niacin superstar, vitamin B3, niacin. You should take it with the entire B complex. Get her on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine and have her throw in 100 to 200 milligrams of timed release niacin every day. That will help her with her blood sugar, and it will help her with her blood fats, and it will also help lower her blood pressure. But make sure she takes the entire B complex with it through the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Vitamin C, another very important circulatory health vitamin. You'll get that in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. You may want to throw in a little extra vitamin C powder, maybe a couple thousand milligrams a day. I like the powder better than the capsules or the tablets. You get more value with the powder. A couple other things that are helpful for blood pressure, coenzyme Q10, oil-soluble capsules around 100 milligrams a day, vitamin E, mixed tocopherols, that's spelled T-O-C-O-P-H-E-R-O-L-S, maybe 400 international units a day. There's lots more that you could do, but that's a great place for you to start. And I will guarantee you this, Shelton, 100%, if she does what I just told you, everything I just told you, guaranteed 100%, not only will her blood pressure drop, her weight will drop, her cholesterol will drop, and she's just going to feel better and she's going to feel healthier. God bless you, buddy. I hope that works out, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
Take care. Bye-bye. All right, Frank in Kansas, the land of Oz. What's going on, Frank?
No, it's Frankie up in Wisconsin, the Cheesehead. How you doing,
oh,
buddy?
Oh, Cheesehead. They said Kansas here. Cheesehead. Where you been? I haven't talked to you forever. How's it going?
I know. I'm a long-time listener. I love your show, Ben. And,
thank you.
Just a refresher. Quickest way to get to fat-burning mode, and also I wanted to ask just some good ideas on staying in the fat-burning mode. And if
intermittent,
I do carbo-
intermittent yeah, fasting. Yeah. Intermittent fasting is the fastest way to get in fat-burning mode. When we go into calorie restriction or calorie deprivation, our body prepares us to go out and find food. It turns fat into muscle so that we can go out and hunt. So we can go out and obviously we don't hunt these days, but so that from an evolutionary perspective, so we can go out and find food. Intermittent fasting, calorie restriction, calorie deprivation is the fastest way to go into fat-burning mode. Staying away from refined carbohydrates and upping your protein is another strategy, using whey protein, the One World Whey. By the way, I got a call yesterday or maybe the day before from somebody who said that he heard you're not supposed to spin your supplements around in a vortex, and I didn't know what he was talking about. And then a couple of you guys responded. What this guy was talking about was whey protein in the vortex, and apparently some folks, including my friend Stephen Huer from One World Whey, are advising people not to spin the whey protein too fast in a blender or vortex. I'm not convinced that that's necessarily true, although you certainly don't want to overspin protein in a vortex, but you probably want to blend it a little bit. I'm going to do some more research on that, and I'll get back to you guys about that. Anyway, whey protein, egg protein, replace your calories from carbohydrates with whey protein and egg protein. Make sure you're getting enough good fat, especially a medium chain triglycerides. They're called MCTs for short. They're a bodybuilder's favorite kind of fat, and you'll find those in coconut oil. That's one of the neatest things about coconut oil is it's got something like 50 or 60% of these MCTs, which are wonderful, wonderful, wonderful ways for the body to get energy without having to deal with fat metabolism. So use coconut oil, and then, of course, you want to make sure that you're revving up your metabolism through some kind of aerobic exercise, but you don't need to do too much. And always do your nutritional supplements after you come home from the gym. It's a great way to accelerate fat burning. And then last but most certainly not least, the B complex are very important for energizing. If you have any inflammation, any kind of inflammatory factors getting into the body, that's going to compromise how well your body burns fat. And of course, if you're getting lots of sugar and lots of carbohydrates, your body's not going to need to burn fat because it's going to try to get the energy from sugar. So keeping your sugar intake down, refined carbohydrates, but especially sucrose, glucose, and fructose through fruit juices and candies and cakes and soda pop, those will really mess up fat burning. So staying away from those is maybe the most important strategy. But the B vitamins and niacin, I love those for fat burning, especially niacin. Okay, Frank?
Okay, thank you so much. And,
thank you, bro. Anything else?
I think intermittent fasting about 16 hours.
Intermittent fasting, yeah, 16 to 24 hours once a week, maybe a couple times a month if you can. The more you can do, the better. You activate fat-burning genetics through calorie restriction, calorie deprivation, and intermittent fasting. So the more you deprive yourself of calories, obviously not nutrition, depriving yourself of calories, but not nutrients, and the more you fast, the better. The more fat-burning you'll do, and the longer you'll live, and the lower your likelihood of degenerative disease as well. All right, got to move on, Frank. Be good. Nice to
talk
to you. Take care. All right, let's go to Audrey in Texas. Welcome to the bright side, Audrey. What's up? Got a couple minutes here.
Yes, I'm a long-time listener. I follow an organic alkalizing diet, got a Berkey filter. About a month ago, I was attacked by a neighbor's dog. I got four bad bites.
Ooh.
Three of them healed very quickly, very well, but one of them has ulcerated.
Not good.
I'm in trouble here.
How old are you? Well, no, we can...
I'm 57. I have... finally went to urgent care twice in the emergency room once. I have no confidence in them.
Okay.
Let me tell you for time's sake everything that I do. Okay.
You gotta do it quickly.
Tangerine, pollen burst, whey protein, probiotics, MSM, zinc colonate,
okay, well, stop. Hang on, Audrey. We only have a couple minutes, and that's not important. What's important is we got to take care of this ulceration. So, first of all, the sign that it's not healing, no matter what you're taking, means something's not right in your body. That's first of all. Secondly, because your body took care of the other three, but it's not taking care of this bite. Secondly, I would be using some topical strategies right away. Colloidal silver or Lugol solution. Have you tried those? Audrey?
Yeah, no, I have not.
Get on some, get some colloidal silver and some Lugol solution, which is iodine, and get that on topically as soon as you can. All right, that's the first of all. Okay, secondly, we want to start to boost the immune system and your body's natural antibiotic properties, because it sounds like there's some infection in there. High doses of vitamin C are a must-have. Get yourself
on it.
High
I'm
doses?
Doing it. I'm doing the limit. The limit.
What is the limit?
I start having loose stool.
Okay, well then you're good on that. Vitamin E, 400 to 800 international units a day. You're going to have to divide those doses up, because that'll also make the stools a little loose as well. So see where you are on the loose stools, but that's very important for the healing process. And look for the mixed tocopherols or the tocotrienols form. Probiotics are very important. Did you say you're on the nightly essence or any probiotic?
Yes, I take probiotics.
How much?
In different forms.
How much are you taking supplementally?
I take a... enzymes with probiotics. I take a regular probiotics.
Okay, you got to go by billion units.
Miso and sauerkraut.
Audrey, okay? I can tell you are hyped up, girl. Listen.
I am. I'm in trouble.
No, sweetheart, you're not in trouble. We're going to fix you up, but we're going to be out of time here, and I want to help you out. Shoot me an email, ben@ksco.com. Put your phone number in there, because the stress is going to shut down your body's ability to heal. That's going to make things worse. So you got to relax, okay? Call us, send me an email, put your phone number in there, and I'll take your call personally, because we're running out of time and I want to help you.
I don't do the computer, sorry.
Okay, well, then I guess I can't help you. You got to focus on the relaxation response and lower cortisol. That means staying away from anything that's going to jack up your blood sugar system, number one, and staying away from any foods that the body perceives as a stress. It sounds like there's some underlying health issues here, Audrey, because you're not healing correctly. I wish I could help you more, because you guys, listen, it's not just a question of taking nutritional supplements. Yes, we talk about supplements all the time on this program. And they're very, very important. But you gotta correct the underlying environment of the body, the biochemical milieu. If you're not healing correctly, if you're dealing with a blood pressure problem, if you're dealing with any health challenge at all, yes, supplements are important, but it's the underlying biochemical environment that needs to be addressed. And folks, any health challenge that's chronic and degenerative is reversible. The body is a healing system. This is such good news, but we need to learn how to exploit it. And that's what we talk about every day here on the Bright Side. Thank you, folks, for listening. Check out my blog, pharmacistben.com. We will talk to you all later. Have a wonderful, beautiful day. Bye for now.
This October, thousands of people from all corners of the world will descend upon Orem, Utah. But it's more than the fall colors or the snow-capped Wasatch Mountains that brings them. It's the semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo at the Utah Valley University Event Center. It's the most unique preparedness event on Earth, with over 30 world-class lecturers giving over 50 presentations. Learn from experts about below-ground greenhouses, super winter survival, herbal medicine, bunker building, even urban evasion and escape tactics taught by SEAL team trainers. These people are the very best, and they only get together twice a year at the Great Utah Preparedness Expo. There's also over 100 vendors selling very unique preparedness, emergency, and survival equipment, plus solar and alternative energy products. The semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo, October 11th and 12th in Orem, Utah. Sponsored by Youngevity. For more, visit superprepfair.com. That's superprepfair.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.